Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show coming up at 7 o'clock. Third Eye Blind tickets there at the Fox Theater in Oakland on March 10th. The tickets are on sale now at apeconcerts.com. Apeconcerts.com. And they are coming in, right? Stephen Jenkins is going to be here.
That's right. On Wednesday.
Wednesday. 8:30. Going to perform new songs for us or what?
I think he's just going to talk about some stuff.
Oh, he's not going to sing?
Which would be fun. I don't know. Maybe you can get him to sing.
Yeah, you got to make sure. Get a hold of those people. Worry about it 24/7. 7 o'clock, we have tickets for the show. Guns N' Roses tickets at 8.
You know, say what you want. I know you've seen pictures of Axl and maybe you've thought he's not who he used to be, but they still do a show like they used to be. They are good.
Yeah. Well,
really good.
They pulled that S together and made it work. Make it work.
Surprisingly good. I've seen them. I mean, I know that he's not his wafer thin in the bicycle short guy and the combat boot guy running around like he was in the 90s, but he's still really, really good.
Yeah.
He's pulling the songs and so is the rest of the band.
Well, he just doesn't seem to be as big of a mess. I mean, there were some years there where I was like, oh boy.
Right.
Whoa.
Right.
And then it turns out that sometimes you can put things back together.
What's up, everyone? This House Report is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Locally owned branches, locally grown experts, and offer local loans so your money starts and stays in the community. Learn more at FremontBank.com. Can I have my theme song, please? Well, good morning, everyone. As I broadcast this Monday morning at 6:39 in the morning, it's official. The 49ers did not win the Super Bowl. Well, maybe a better way to put this is the 49ers had the Super Bowl stolen from them by the refs.
Well said. Well said.
You mean bitter and bitchy, and as I should
very
say,
well said.
The perfect tone. Mm.
Bitterness and bitchiness.
For and after.
Well, one of the
Super Bowl
was
loss.
Be.
Sure. Oh, I had
Someone's
to turn it off.
Bitching.
When that party started and all the confetti started flying, I was like,
I was gone by then.
I'm out of here.
There was a minute and 33 left, and we were down
the
by
11.
The
weird part was that second or the last running touchdown, when it was just a run play. And the guy scores a touchdown, and that really ended it, even though it was kind of the, but that running touchdown, I just went, oh my God, it keeps getting worse. Ah! Jesus. Anyway, the score was 31-20. The San Francisco 49ers had a great season, but did not win the Super Bowl.
But they had a great season with a young quarterback, and they've got time and a young team, blah, blah, blah.
Right. More bad news, everyone, as yesterday was Groundhog Day.
What? This isn't bad news.
Yeah. Where can I? What are you doing? Thank you. It looks like Punxsutawney Phil did not see his shadow this year, which means an early spring.
Yeah.
Yeah, no one wants that.
Oh, they don't?
No, we want winter.
Yeah, I like spring.
No. What?
I like spring.
Bring on more snow, more rain.
Yeah, all right. Yeah, sure. I guess.
More Big Surf.
More 75-degree days. Come on.
On Sunday, I know, it was so warm over the weekend. And on Sunday, I woke up to this, like, the wind must have been blowing all night. The ocean was white-capped and Essie everywhere I looked. I'm up driving around going 3 days in a... Once I got a look at the ocean, it was just white capped, like, you know what that looks like. And I just started thinking, spring is here. That goddamn rodent. Stupid predictions. Yeah. You know what's funny? Let me try it this way. Imagine I'm a 6-year-old that has no bleeping idea what this Groundhog Day is all about. Explain that to me.
Oh.
Because I started to and went, I got to look this up. And man, does this sound stupid as hell.
Oh.
As I
but she was into it or what?
Well, no, she's
cool.
Like,
it's like a little fairy tale.
What's Groundhog's Day and what happens?
It's a movie that stars Bill Murray.
And I'm like, well, so there's a place where the groundhog famously comes out, and I don't know how it started, but I'm not sure exactly if he sees his shadow or doesn't see his shadow.
If he sees his shadow,
and I'm looking, she's looking at me with this like still questioning.
Right.
I don't know what you're talking about, dude. Face, and I'm like.
If he doesn't see a shadow, it's early spring. And if he sees a shadow, it's like mid-March.
And I'm thinking...
6 more weeks.
If I look up a video of this, is this going to make it worse? It's so stupid. It's the dumbest tradition of all time.
It's fun. It's nice. And
is Puck's, it?
Sure. I mean, there's a whole town that is on the map because of it.
I swear, just
as far as they're concerned, it's important, Vin.
At
real.
The question mark on her face as I'm trying to tell the story, and I just finally go, it doesn't matter.
You know what it is?
It's your Uncle Nick's birthday.
Oh, there you
That's
go.
That's what it is.
Did you see the Bill Murray recreation of his actual Groundhog's Day? It was that freaking groundhog is so cute. And there he is playing whack-a-mole.
Uh-huh.
It's like, it's just a game.
Yeah.
Freaking great. I think it was a Jeep ad, right? Like no days ever the same in a Jeep.
Right. No, that was a good one.
It was great.
I liked a lot of the ads. I thought many of them were excellent. Mm-hmm. I didn't write notes because my kid wouldn't stop talking. And,
sure. You don't need to. I really felt like we saw most of them. There were, you know, we'll talk about them in the 7 o'clock hour.
I really liked the Mountain Dew one because.
Yeah, excellent. Here's Mountain Dew.
And then he's dressed as the twins at the end in that little
flash.
Oh,
my God. I hadn't seen that part.
Right,
that was definitely. Oh, yeah. And then they show the elevators, and instead of blood coming out, it's Mountain Dew. Like, that's a famous scene from that. Yeah,
yes.
There it is. And then he's the twins, and he's drinking his Mountain Dew.
Boom. Right there. Beautiful. Anyway, Punxsutawney Phil has been predicting the weather since 1887. If you have to explain it to someone who has no idea, and this is only the 20th time he's predicted an early spring.
Oh, only the 20th time?
He's seen his shadow and predicted a long winter 104 times.
Wow!
And 10 years of records are missing, but that's the history behind it.
10 years of records are missing.
Yeah. I can't believe we do that. I can't believe it's on our calendar.
Oh, no, it's a thing. People
just erase that right off of there.
Nah, it's cute. It's just, you know, because there's nothing happening. Early February, we're just like, what can we possibly, we'll do shower with a friend day and let's have a groundhog.
Oh, yeah, that's this
whether...
Wednesday. Thanks for reminding me.
Sure. No, but I'm saying, you know, these are like the doldrums of the year. Like people are just, they're off their meds from, you know, January and they're just like anything. Give me something to talk about. Oh, really? Groundhog? I'm in.
The Monday after the Super Bowl is the hardest of the year because people are...
Yeah.
They've been at it all day. So many think it should be a paid holiday.
Well, I'm sure many people do think that. Many companies are not of the same mind.
Half of people use
Listen,
a vacation day.
I think every Monday
day.
Should be a... Oh, really?
Half of people decide to just take a vacation day after the game.
Well, listen, for us, the game is basically over by 8 o'clock. And so win or lose, you know, you can get to bed at a reasonable time.
Right.
But on the East Coast, that game's, you know, it's 11 o'clock at night and the game is still going.
Most people just show up late, drink a ton of coffee, leave work early.
Mm. So there was no reason for them to be there anyway.
And zone out in meetings.
Right.
So... Wasted day ahead, everybody.
Wasted days and wasted nights.
What song's that?
It's called Wasted Days and Wasted Nights.
Right, but I mean, you know.
I don't know.
Who sings it?
I don't know.
What
era
is it?
Probably
Barry
Manilow.
You think?
I think he sings everything. What was it? Looks like we made it.
Is it Freddie Fender?
Sure.
I have no idea who that is.
Hold on. Let me see if I can find a good part here.
It's all good.
Is it? All right, here you go.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that is old timing. Wasted days and wasted nights.
You name called this?
I didn't know who sang it. Listen to that. This is that bass.
I think it starts in the beginning, right here.
Sure, it's right there. Very...
Boom, 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 boom. Wow.
Oh, yeah.
Is that the 50s?
Yeah, it sounds like it, doesn't it?
Let's see.
I've never heard that.
Really?
I've never heard that. No idea.
Wasted days and wasted nights. Oof. That's the only line I know from it. I think my dad used to sing that. My dad's one of those guys that just like the minute he starts up in the morning, he's like in a great mood. He's singing at the top of his lungs, and you're just like, it's 6 a.m. Shut the up.
Yeah, you're one of those mean people. I'm more like him.
Mm.
A lot more like him.
Yeah.
It's rare and a bummer when I wake up sort of feeling like, oh, I didn't get enough sleep. And you know what I mean? Like,
so
that's
like
a bummer.
Today is kind of a bummer.
Well,
you got your sad music going.
I had a lot to do upon arriving home before I could even watch the game, much less go to bed. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
74.
Came on 74?
Yeah, that's what it says on the internet.
Wow.
This sound. Listen to it.
It doesn't even sound like a semi-modern recording.
It doesn't. Maybe they like reissued it in 70. Maybe, I don't know. What the hell do I know? Nothing. I find that out all the time. My kids constantly telling me.
That you don't know nothing?
You know nothing. Mom.
Jon Snow.
Which one's that?
The older one, the one who knows everything.
Berkeley?
Yeah.
How's he doing?
Good. He's going to do an extra year there. He's going to have 3 degrees when he leaves.
Wow.
I know. Freaking crazy.
What year is he in now?
Third.
So he's a junior?
He is.
All right.
He's my junior.
So he'll do 5 years, but not because he's on the Vinny plan.
No, no, because
which is having then, torched a couple semesters going snowboarding.
No. He's going to have, he'll have completed 3 majors, and then he's going to go to grad school. And he'll probably be in school the rest of the time, probably, you know, teach. Who knows?
He loves school.
He loves school.
Good.
Yeah. Well, it's, you know, he comes to our house and I told you he wrote some paper and I read the title and went, I'm sure this is amazing. I don't know one word in that title. Here you go.
It's a trippy life. When you talk to people who've spent their whole life in school, it's an interesting reality they've created for themselves. I mean, it's great that you're teaching people. Absolutely.
Yeah.
But it's so different from the business world where there's intense competition.
Right, sure. And you get your summers off and go on sabbatical and tenured. And I'm like, you know what? Do what makes you happy.
Right.
He's like, well, maybe a bakery. I'm like, all right. Whatever makes you happy, kid.
So he wants a bakery?
He loves to cook like no one I've ever seen. He'll get up and he made the tortillas that we had for the tacos yesterday. He was out looking for lard.
Wait, you went to a taqueria.
Taqueria.
I think you mean taqueria.
I don't know what.
No, you said
I mean.
It right. And so.
But you went out for tacos on Saturday night, and then he made tacos on Sunday, too?
Well, we didn't know what we were doing for dinner on Saturday until we got there and did it.
Uh-huh.
And that was already planned.
The tacos
the
next
whole,
day.
You know.
Got you.
Right. So he was already.
I mean, I'd eat tacos every
sure.
day.
Sure. No, I was fine with extra tacos.
Good.
Totally fine with it.
All right. How about a fast fact?
I love fast facts.
While we're on food. And I don't know why this makes me want to make the throw up sound. You tell me.
Wait.
The most expensive cheese in the world is made from a rare breed of donkey milk in Serbia. It's called Pule cheese, and it costs $1,100 a pound.
And people like it?
It's $1,100 a pound. I mean, how would you...
Maybe they price it like that just so people will think it's good. And like rich people are like, oh my God, I paid $1,100 a pound. This is obviously the best cheese. I think a lot of times rich people get tricked into things that are awful. Like, I'm sorry, caviar? Ugh, what are you paying for that? here's a Schultz shaker. You have at it.
You don't like caviar?
I don't love caviar. It's just salty. Salt, salt, salt.
I don't do fish eggs at all.
This is the Serbian donkey cheese?
Mm-hmm.
Why does he have safety goggles on? Oh,
the
my God.
Rarest cheese in the world. Wow. My name is Slobodan Simonic.
He doesn't have safety goggles on, Sarah.
So it looks like he's afraid that cheese is going to explode on him.
No.
Oh, I asked myself why there was no cheese made from donkey milk. And I saw that no one had managed to produce it. Well, now he's going into the whole process. Yeah, I don't need to.
Coagulation. Oh, yeah. God,
look at that. Oh, yeah.
Would you eat that if I could produce it for you?
Well, I would try it. I do like cheese. I don't like stinky cheeses, though. Like, a lot of people like those foot cheeses, you know? The ones that you're just like, ugh. Like, it smells like ass. I can't have that. I can't put that in my mouth. But I know people who are, you know, Johnny Mosley's wife will eat the worst cheeses.
And loves it. It's not a dare.
Her face goes orgasmic. She brought this cheese to my house one time. That as she walked in the door, I went, what is that smell? And she goes, it's the cheese. And she proceeded to sit there and eat the whole thing of cheese. I'm like, yeah, because no one else is going to eat it.
Yeah, no one will fight her for it. No. Good for her.
But there are people who are really into those stinky cheeses. I can't even stand blue cheese. Like, oof.
All right.
I'll take a cheddar.
Okay. Well, there you go. Now you know the most expensive cheese in the world is donkey cheese.
Would you try it?
No, I don't want any other foods. I've tried all the foods I need to try.
And you're never going to expand beyond that?
I don't need to.
What if there was some amazing
thing
I'm fine.
That I don't want to eat more animals. I'm not trying to expand.
No, that's just milk.
You understand what I'm saying, though. Mm. There's a lot of different people are like, have you tried, I don't know, penguin? Nah, I don't need to.
Penguin?
What if you found out it was the most delicious thing ever?
You know what my answer to that would be? Nah, I'm good. Mm.
It's okay.
Would you eat penguin?
You know me.
He would, and I would too. Put it on my plate. Let's try it. Really? It's good? Okay, I'll try it. I love new experiences.
I do too.
I'll try anything once.
Not me.
I know.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. Here's a couple. Oh, Jesus. 707 writes, KC, baby. Mm. Take your text back.
Yeah, that's Vaughn. Vaughn's just writing and torturing us all
831
morning.
Says it's the best halftime show.
No, you're wrong.
I thought it was pretty good.
You know what? You're right. It was the best one.
It was
one.
Fine.
Don't care.
It was entertaining.
Clearly, it's not for me. It's like, they're not even singing. And what was the weird tap dance thing, too? I was like, what dance are they even doing?
They're great dancers. And
no,
super
there was then there was like, okay. All right. You know what? You're right.
Have an intern look it up. J-Lo didn't have a choice but to share. It was a point of contention. But Shakira is a worldwide star versus J-Lo, who's just popular here. I would think they were both worldwide stars, right. But
I don't really
I was
know.
Really surprised as I got to that portion of the Super Bowl. I was watching it via tape, but as I hit play and she did, I don't know, I felt like, She's gone too long. She's taken over the.
Is J-Lo going to be on this
show? Yeah, I was really tripping out by that.
Yeah.
So I went and did something and came back, and J-Lo, there she was. And I thought, oh, okay. But there was no crossover. And you said it happened later, but I didn't see that part.
Well, at the very end, they were on the stage together. And then I did show you the ass shaking part, right? Because that was, to me, I thought, wow, one of those people is nothing.
The caged children were supposed to represent all of the immigrant children in cages detention centers, and that's why they were singing Born in the USA.
Oh, that's good. Well, there it is. Thank you for explaining it.
Now
you
know.
Wow, kids in cages. This doesn't seem right.
Right. Now
I know. I'm right. It turns out I'm right. It's not right.
It missed you entirely.
Yeah. At that point, I was just like, God, the ass shaking has really got my eyeballs jiggling. And the I mean, what the F was that?
What was that?
When Shakira looked into the camera and went.
When was that?
Yeah, I didn't see that either.
How on earth did you miss that?
Was that
Look
Who's
it up.
The guy in the silver outfit there, Bryn?
It's either J Balvin or Bad Bunny.
Yeah, he's one of those guys.
Those
I know,
two
I know
the two
song.
Dudes.
Do you know Nicole?
Yeah, it's Bad Bunny.
Oh, okay.
I was impressed. Now I think you're telling me they lip sync, but when he did his part. I thought he did well.
Well, maybe he did his part live. I mean, they probably had the option. Their mics were live.
I don't know that dude's story, but that's the amount of pressure that's on anyone who performs in the halftime show should crumble you.
Mm.
Unless you've done this so many times, you're immune.
Right.
So I was really impressed. He pulled it.
I can't find the little crowd part, surfing. But watch her dance, man. She can get down. Oh, there it is.
There's the front ass I was telling you about. It's when you can see the ass from the front.
I think she looks great. What's coming up in the trash, Sarah? Oh,
is it that time?
It is.
The 20 best Super Bowl commercials. We're not doing all 20 of them, but there is one that I thought was head and shoulders above all the other ones just for surprise factor because they hadn't done it before the Super Bowl because most of them we'd seen.
Is it the Bounty one?
It's not, but that was also a really funny one.
I did.
Okay, we'll be right back.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.